I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. All sports have their cherished heroes. In baseball, you have Babe Ruth. In football, you have Red Grange. In basketball, there's Michael Jordan. And in treasure hunting, you have Carl von Mueller. Carl's real name was Dean Miller. He published some of his books under the pen name Deke Gladson. His wife's maiden name was Gladys Deekson, and he kind of turned it around. But he generally called himself Carl von Mueller. The real Carl von Mueller, spelled without the first E in Mueller, was a naval captain for Germany in World War I. I have no idea why our Carl took on that name. But Carl did a lot of strange things. His two most famous books are called Treasure Hunter's Manual No. 6 and Treasure Hunter's Manual No. 7, but as far as anyone can tell, there never were any Treasure Hunter Manuals 1 through 5. I think maybe he named them 6 and 7 because he had written 5 books previously, even though they were not called Treasure Hunter Manuals. I haven't been able to find his birth date, but author D.H. Moore says Carl made his first big finds in the 1920s. That would seem to indicate he was born around 1900. And his grandson, or someone claiming to be his grandson, says he died the day before the 1990 Super Bowl, which would make him around 90 years old at his death. Carl was an opinionated man and, for many, rather hard to get along with. Two treasure hunters who knew him personally have implied that Carl was perhaps a better writer than treasure hunter. Whether that's the truth or just a bit of jealousy showing, who knows? But there's little argument to dispute the fact that Carl's books are the most interesting and the most fun to read books on treasure hunting that have ever been written. Every treasure hunter owes it to himself, or herself, to read at least one of Carl von Mueller's books. Both of his treasure manuals are now out of print. Manual No. 6 was written in 1961, and Manual No. 7 was written in 1966. These books often show up for sale on eBay or other internet book sites. A quick check as I write this shows that both Treasure Hunter manuals are available on eBay for prices ranging from just under $30 to $100. At Amazon, the 7th edition is available for under $15, and at Alibris, they range from $12 to $280. You do need to check these sites often because these books come and go pretty fast. Let me read you a couple of stories from the Treasure Hunter's Manual No. 7 just to give you an idea of what Carl's like. I just opened the book randomly and landed on page 110. I have a report from an amateur treasure hunter up in Michigan which demonstrates a point in secrecy. He found some money in what appeared to be the basement of an old house up near Ludington. He was rabbit hunting with several other fellows, and they got down in this depression to stay out of the wind while they rested and ate. While they were laying around in the sun and out of the winter wind and trying to outlie each other, this fellow accidentally and without thought pried an old coin out of the dirt with a twig. This one led to another, and by the time they left, he had found several. A few days later, he went out to this depression with a metal detector and located an old tin can in a glass jar containing some money and some jewelry. He took the stuff home and showed it to his neighbors and various visitors. A week or so went by, and one day a lawyer showed up in behalf of a client to claim and repossess the treasure this fellow had found. In the ensuing discussion, the lawyer explained that his client had an old map that showed where these items had been concealed and an inventory of the things that were cached there. These things had allegedly been hidden by the client's father some 35 or 40 years before. Our lucky treasure hunter consulted another lawyer, and he recommended that in view of the evidence, the claimant would likely be able to recover the treasure in a court of law, and that it would probably be wisest to surrender the money and other items to him. This was done. A year or so later, the claimant bragged about the whole shenanigan while he was drunk. A mutual friend of his and the finder had seen the stuff at the finder's home and heard the finder relate how he'd located it. The claimant heard the story from the friend, made a list of the stuff, and then beat it out to the old basement and looked it over and measured it. He then drew a crude map on old butcher paper with charcoal and listed some of the items he knew was in each cache and ran arrows from the lists to the caches. According to his own story, he folded the map and carried it around in his hip pocket for several days to age it. As far as I know, he got to keep the treasure he had swindled from the legal finder. And a couple of pages later, on secrecy. As a general rule, you can depend on at least one person attempting to claim anything you find, that is, if you advertise it. The number of claimants will invariably be in direct proportion to the size of the treasure cache. In other words, the larger the treasure, the more claimants. One unfortunate manifestation of all this is your inevitable loss of respect and appreciation for your fellow man. This loss is even greater than the loss of the treasure and much more bitter. This disillusionment can completely reverse your personality and character. One of the most ruthless, bitter, and greedy men I have ever known is a fellow like you and me who got hoodwinked by some greedy claimants and shysters. If you want to get on in the world and keep what you find, just follow a few simple rules. Stay out of the limelight. Let somebody else have the publicity. Never disclose the actual location or amount of treasure, not even to your friends. Remember, people are funny, and your best friend today can be a mortal enemy tomorrow. It is an infallible rule that if you tell a secret to a friend in the strictest confidence, he or she also has a friend who will be told in the strictest confidence, and before long, everybody is confided in everybody else. Not only this, but along the way, in accordance with human idiosyncrasies, the story will be stretched, warped, and enlarged in every fashion until it becomes incredible. Secrecy has never had an adverse effect on anybody's treasure hunting activities, and publicity, to my knowledge, has never provided more help than harm. There's just no two ways about it. You simply cannot be a celebrity and a successful treasure hunter at the same time. Lots of fellows have tried it, and not a single one of them has ever made the grade. Carl von Mueller from Treasure Hunter's Manual Number 7. Now, the fact that there is virtually no biographical information on Carl on the internet is a crime. Somebody with the knowledge should post a wiki article about him so that treasure hunters who do a Google search on Carl von Mueller get something more than the story of a World War I German naval captain. Thanks for listening, and for more articles about metal detecting, visit my book site, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.